This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Good evening and welcome to a special episode of the Cheese Room podcast. We are joined by the beast himself, Sandro, who's cooking some risotto and drinking some beer tonight. Hello, Sandro. How you doing, my man?
Yes, I'm good, man. Nice to talk with you guys. Always nice. Cheers.
Good stuff. Cheers indeed. Cheers indeed. Absolutely. This show is not sponsored by Heineken, but there is room for a Heineken sponsor if they want it. So we got some questions from Twitter today and our other social media sites. So we're going to just put those to you, Sandro. Is that cool?
Okay, that's fine.
All good with that. And there's a lot of love in the chat. So we're live on YouTube right now. So I'm sure you'll see. I don't know if you can see the comments, but there will be comments coming up.
We'll just type
those out. So you can talk to your fans, you know.
Brent, man, I miss you guys so much, so much. The family, Spurs family, for me is like I said all the time when I was playing. That Spurs fans was special. Was something special. I didn't have other fans like Spurs, you know. And I have to be back. I have to go back to watch a game, to see the fans, to see the Tottenham playing. Yeah, will be fun.
That'd be brilliant.
Yeah, we miss you. You are very much loved by the fan base. And I've been sort of keeping our listeners and viewers up to date with what's going on in Sandro world. For the past season, you've been in Lisbon. How are you getting on in Lisbon at the moment, Sandro?
Yeah, my life here is so nice. My wife is from here. Like I said to you, my kids born here in Lisbon. My life was a bit crazy, a bit going Italy, Turkish, moving to Brazil. I was so tired, my friend, to move in the world, playing with the kids, with the bags. It's crazy. And now I feel a little bit more relaxed.
you know
what I mean.
We're gonna get on to Belenenses shortly, but just on the last season, were you able to follow Spurs at all? Did you keep up to date with the results and with all the things happening with Conte coming in, the new signings, Champions League? Were you able to follow it, or were you focused on
yes I always look the results. I have to be fair. Sometimes I watch a game or watch something, but always I look in my Instagram. Always looking, always hearing about Tottenham because it's in my heart. You know, it is never go away. So if you say Tottenham, I look. It's special. And I saw so many players come in, like Romero. When everybody was starting to say Romero, and I think I posted in the thought. I don't know. I think was in one Instagram that everybody was talking about Romero, and I say, yes, this is the guy. Yeah, you can. You can.
You played with him, didn't you, Sandro?
Sorry,
you played with Romero for a while.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Anyway. We play a little bit in Genoa.
Yeah,
I play his first match in Genoa, and he have to mark Cristiano Ronaldo. And I said, "What, man? What I can say to Romero now, my friend?" And he played amazing match, because I think in the first 10 minutes he got yellow card.
Standard.
And everybody was saying, "Oh, Romero, man, be careful, man." And he played old match, I think, with the yellow card, and played very, very well. And his life in Italy started on his first match, because he did a very good job.
Yeah, man, what a player. What a meeting of great players, indeed. So you played in Italy for 3 seasons. You must have come up against Antonio Conte's team during that time. What was it like going up against the Conte team? Is there anything, any insight you could give us?
We know that Conte is it's amazing coach. I think everybody, every single player in the world knows, because we talk about coaches, you know. We, of course, coach talk about us. We talk about coach. So, and for example, when he was in Chelsea, I knew about him, you know. Yeah. And it's a top coach. It's a pleasure for him to stay in Tottenham, because I think he will improve. You saw it last season, and I don't know. I want you to know what he does, you know.
Yeah. Have you been to the stadium, the new stadium?
No,
it's beautiful.
Not yet.
And you're going to come with us to a game?
Of course. Take me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. We're going to...
Let's do on the 17th of September. Like, if you don't have a team by then, because you're currently looking for offers for a playing team. What's the next step for you, Sandro? Is it are you going to do your badges?
I don't know. To be fair, what is arriving for me... is not. I prefer to stay calm, because I want to next step. You know, I want to stood to be a coach, and because I will be a Tottenham coach in the future. Yeah,
of course you are.
Yeah. I will. That's why I'm studying, and then. And then I think it's better to finish, because what is it arriving is not so great, you know. It's not good, so I prefer to focus in my thing.
Is this an exclusive that you're retiring on the Cheese Room?
Say again.
Is this an exclusive that you are retiring on the Cheese Room?
We're announcing he's going to be the third manager.
Yeah. Yeah, could be.
Here we go. Here's the answer.
There you go.
Yes, come on, man.
Yeah.
In the next year.
you came back, like last season, there were a few injuries at the start of the season with Belenenses, but you came back really strong. You scored an amazing goal. I forgot the team it was against. With a 2-2 draw, you equalized in the 96th minute to keep Belenenses with a chance of survival. So how was that for you the last sort of few months of playing last season for Belenenses?
Last season was very difficult for me, because I had an injury in the beginning, but was a small injury. But I just I just spoke with one newspaper here in Portugal to explain my situation, to explain what's happening. So nobody knows what's happened with me. And I said, in the beginning of the season, they want me to play. I was not ready. And I say to them, no, I'm not ready. But the team was losing. Was losing. Everybody put pressure on me to play, you know. But I was not fit enough. I was not ready, man. And this kind of guys, they don't think. They just put pressure on you. And after that, the relationship was heavy, because I'm not a young boy, and they bought another players, because was I think last week from the transfers, last window, and they bought two players on my position.
Okay.
And they think they was doing a game, you know. I put Sander in the last in the position, so he gonna suffer and he gonna finish the contract. And I say, you wanna play with me? let's play. And I stay in the end of my contract, and I was fighting. It was my worst year in football. Was my worst year, but mentally was my best year, because mentally I was so strong, because they put me down, you know. They did a rubbish things, but I stay strong, you know. I stay strong with my family. I know what I am. And nobody will tell me for me to finish. They want to finish me. This was the thing. They want to finish me, but I'm a beast, you know.
Absolutely.
But I stay in the end of the. And after, I think was. Last 6-7 match, they put me in, and I say, man, I'm ready. Come on, why not? Because they saw the situation. They saw the situation and say, oh, Sandro is here. Come on, I gonna put him, and I put in. I was ready, and I tried to help, but was mentally was very good for me, you know. But now my contract is finished, so the situation, but it's complicated for me, because everybody's look and say Sandro was injured the whole year. Was not.
No.
Not. But football sometimes is like that.
I'm trying to remember the team you scored against them. Was that Beach? What was the team with the 2-0 draw?
Was Estoril.
Estoril, and the passion in your face when you scored that goal. It was a screamer. Like, and I sent it to everyone in the cheese room. I was like, Sandro scored. I sent you messages as well. You showed that you were giving your all. Like, on the pitch, you gave your all. And that's you. That is the Sandro.
Guys,
you know.
Brenda, what's happened? Because when I was in the bench, I was warming up. In the supporters from Estoril was saying the same thing that the coaches, the presidents is telling me the whole season. Awesome, give up. Like I said, the supporter was saying the same thing that the president, the coaches, the directors, give up, Sandro. You're not gonna play. Give up. And the supporting one say, because I was so excited, so strong, doing my warm-up. And everybody, hey, Sandro, you are finished, man. Stop it, man. The coach will not put you in. And I say, hey, wait, calm down. Wait. And I was, man, come on, man. I will come in and do my best, man. And I scored the goal in the last season, last minutes, man. And I run into the fans, but I'm not saying to the fans. I'm saying to everybody, you know. My expression was for everybody, for my season, for everybody say, Sandro, you are finished. Sandro, you're not good enough. And then, bah! And I say, damn. Yeah, was amazing. It was my best goal, man, my best goal. Really,
it was a beauty. It was a beauty. So, Spurs have speaking of explosive goals, we've just signed Richarlison from Everton. What do you think of Richarlison as a signing? There was a question from one of our followers, Craig Baldwin. Do you see some of yourself in Richarlison a little bit?
I speak better English, I think. Huh? yes, Richarlison is, everybody knows him in England. He played for Watford, after went to Everton, and he was doing great at Everton. He got a passion. He have this in his heart. So I think, yeah, we are similar about this. This feeling, you know, I think he do his best. He fight. He's a fighter, you know, and he has everything to keep improving. I think in his career, he's improving, and this next step for him, he needs to improve again. You know, I think he's improved. In Everton, his next level, but now he will, I think he will achieve next level at Tottenham. This is my opinion.
And of course, he's got a couple of Brazilian players at the club. You know, he's got Emerson and obviously Lucas both at the club. How important is that for when you were obviously signed by Spurs? Gomez was playing there. How did he help you settle in? And do you think it'll be similar for Richarlison with the Brazilian boys who are at Spurs already?
Yes, I agree. Yeah, the same thing. Because Gomez was my dad, was my brother, was my mom. Gomez was everything for me when I arrived. So I did well because a lot of his help, because sometimes it was very difficult for me because there's a lot of difference between Brazil and England. And I went straight away to England. I didn't speak nothing. I didn't know nobody in London, in England. So he take my hand. He say, Sandro, come with me. And I think for Richarlison is a little bit different because Richarlison was playing, I don't know, six years in England.
So yeah. So what was your happiest moment in a Spurs shirt? Was one of the questions.
It's a lot of memories. A lot of. I think. When we play against Milan,
yeah,
that night.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, that night was special, man. Was special. In our home as well, White Hart Lane. Oh, man. Wow. When we went through, oh, everybody was hugging each other. in the field. The fun was amazing. I still remember the feeling, you know. And of course, my goal was against Chelsea as well. My first, because I dream about my first goal with the Spurs shirt. And when this happened, was amazing against United as well. I can't say that moment, you know. I can't, but maybe was the Milan game.
Yeah, we remember it well. Is there a Brazilian player that you want Tottenham to sign this transfer window? Is there a player like Lucas Paqueta? Like Rafinha's gone to Barcelona, so he's gone. Is there a Brazilian player that you think would really fit in at Spurs?
I think about Rafinha, but now it's over. Now, Paqueta, I don't think so. No? I don't think so. Huh? But he's a good player. But for our style, I don't know.
Who was your favorite player at Spurs when you were there?
Bale.
He was born to play for Spurs.
I love when the fans say Bale. So good, man. So good.
Did you play golf with him?
I miss Bale. Say again?
Did you play golf with Bale?
No, I don't play golf. I probably he will beat me if we play.
Here's a question. Who do you think is Spurs' best midfielder now?
Who plays the Sandro role now?
The pronunciation, I is very hard to say. The
Højbjerg or Højbjerg? Huh? Pierre-Emile Højbjerg.
Pierre.
The Danish.
Yeah, it is a weird name. Yeah, he's. I think he's. Conte likes him. I think he's sort of. He goes a bit astray sometimes with his passing, but he's a bit of a general. You know,
The games that I saw, I like this style. You know, giving everything, but like I said to you, for me is difficult to say because. You have to watch every single game to say, oh, is that one? You know, how I said to you, sometimes I just look the results, so it's difficult for me, you know, to... Yeah. But the games that I saw, I like a lot the energy.
Yeah, absolutely. What was it like? Moussa Dembélé, obviously you were there when Spurs bought Moussa Dembélé, what was he like to be around as a player?
Ah, Dembélé, what a player! I think was my best year playing with him in 2012. He's amazing player. He's a good guy, very calm guy. But when Modric was gone, I was a little bit sad because we was playing good, you know. I'm used to play with Modric, you know. I knew him 2 years, I think we played together, and after he went out, and I say, yeah, now man, now this Dembélé, I don't know. And after Dembélé came, and I nearly forgot Modric, you know, because he was amazing. He was amazing. Yeah, quality guy.
We've done the positive. Yeah. Who was the worst trainer? Who was the which player was just joking around all the time? I'm guessing probably Crouch, but like who was like the joker of the pack? Or was it you?
you tell just the fun or that guy that doesn't want to train or.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, one or the other, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Ekoto sometimes was a little bit... Sometimes he goes crazy. He goes, wow. He fight everybody. But sometimes he was so... Oh, don't touch me, man, you know? He's a little bit... bipolar, you know, bipolar. The funny guy was Crouch, I think. For me, it was Crouch, the robot dancing, like
good times. What we are the but your nickname is the Beast. Did you like the nickname?
Yes, a lot. Yeah.
Did it make you want to go even harder on players when you
of course
tackled?
When I heard, you know. And was a funny history because one of my friends went to a stadium and he was listen when I touched the ball, the fans was a woo. Ooh. And he said, Sandro, the fans didn't like you, man. Really, man? When you say, and I explained for him a little bit. And he, after that, he said, oh, nice, man, nice. but yes, I should be. Should be more time at Spurs.
You were loved by the fans. Do you how did it end with Tottenham? Do you mind telling us about the departure? Because Pochettino had just come in when you left, wasn't it?
To be fair, I had an offer. I had an offer from Zenit. Because Villas-Boas was there, and I was fighting. You remember, I was fighting with the ex coach. I forgot his name.
Sherwood.
Sherwood. Yeah. And I feel, oh, man, you know, this guy here. And I said yes for the offer from Zenit. And after, didn't happen. And with Pochettino, I was out of his list, you know. So I have to go. And I decide to move. But for me, it was my worst decision. Because I have this feeling, if I stay at Tottenham, Pochettino didn't play me, but I think the fans will ask for me, you know. And after I will show that I was good, you know. And this happened, so was very very bad for me. Mm-hmm.
Who was your hardest opponent in the Premier League? Which player did you find very difficult to play against?
So many. But I could say Aguero. Aguero was very, very difficult. He was so difficult to mark, you know. And my first year in Premier League, I didn't know the players, so and I go strong, but he was so strong. He just put the arm on my face and let's see. Oof. Stop.
Wow.
And I want the ball, man. I want the ball. He said, hey, take it easy. man. He was strong.
Have you got any fond memories of Harry Redknapp, Sandro? Was going to
funny,
be my question.
Funny moment?
Yeah.
Redknapp loved to shout on me on my first year. Ah, man. I remember one day that I didn't understand nothing, you know. And he was saying, Sandro, you will change with Modric. You're going to play in front of Modric. Modric will stay and you will play more forward. And I didn't understand. I said just, yes, yes, yes. And when I arrived in the game, I was number six. And Modric came and I say, Sandro, I will play here. And I say, no. Me here. No. No play there. No. Here. My position here. And after Van der Vaart came to explain the situation, and he said, Sandro, you will play a little bit in front because the coach said that. And I say, okay. But after, we lose the game 4-0 against Fulham. And Harry Knapp and 9 in the morning meeting. And Harry Knapp was shouting everybody. And Van der Vaart said, wait a second. You cannot shouting everybody like that because players, you have players in the start 11 that doesn't know which position he will play. And I say, what? Tell me the name of this player. And I say, Sandro, for example. Sandro didn't understand nothing what he said. And he said, Sandro, you are fucking you're stupid. And he was shouting on me. I didn't understand. But Gomez said, Sandro, and I asked Gomez, he's saying bad things against me, no? Because he's hungry. And Gomez said, no, Sandro. He said, just like this for you to...
Oh, I love good words.
Pay attention, blah blah blah, and I say okay, guys. But Harry, this moment was so funny because everybody after was laughing on me, you know, because I didn't understand.
I love
but,
Harry.
I knew he was angry with me, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. You played for him at QPR as well. So he did he call you to say, Sandro, come and join us at QPR?
He made me sign. He said, Sandro, come. Can you want to be my dog? And I said, okay. and then I signed, and after he went away. Harry. Thank you very much, Harry.
Was it Mark Hughes after Harry, I think, was it? Or who came in after Harry at QPR?
The coach. He was his first coach under... It was Christian.
Chris Hooton, was it?
Chris Ramsey.
Okay. Was he a good coach? Because I hear very good things about him as a coach.
Yeah, he was a good coach. He was a good coach.
Hey, Sandro,
yes?
Can you hear us? Hey, here he is. Sorry, Brent, go for it.
Oh. Sorry, guys. Saying, sorry about this. Yeah. Huh?
Cheers, Sandro. Love you, man.
Love you, Sandro. Cheers, buddy. Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs. Sports Social Podcast Network.